Hey, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, first, before I forget, TIFF is coming soon. That's the Toronto International Film Festival with hundreds of potentially great movies, but you never know for sure until you see them. So here are a few of the directors I think will be great. Shion Sono, Derek Martini, Philippe Felardeau, Nick Broomfield, Andrea Arnold, Loya, Justin Kunzel, and Ingrid Veninger and Todd Solondz. You can find details of these on my website. Well, it's the end of the summer, but there are still lots of new movies out there to see before TIFF ushers in the new season's films. But with vacation over, kids going back to school, people in class, families seem to go to the forefront. So here are some late summer movies about family troubles. One's about a family business in trouble. One's about a girl who vows to avenge a death in her family. One's about three sisters who don't know what to do with her brother. And one's about a dysfunctional family that lives in sort of a haunted house. First, Blue Collar Boys, directed by Mark Nistico. Red, played by Gabe Fazio, and Nazo, played by Kevin Interdonato, work as contractors in central New Jersey, building and furnishing new suburban homes. Red's dad has run his business for years with no real problems. They build, paint, finish. At work, they have to suck it up with their employers, the homeowners, so their anger builds up inside. And when they're not yelling at each other, they're labeling everyone else they see as spicks, wops, faggots, or bagel-cutting Jews. When they're finished putting up drywall, Red, Nazo, and their buddies like to go after work to local bars to pick fights. Actually, Nazo goes to fight. Red goes to make peace and stop Nazo from getting carried away and ending up in jail. So everything's normal, right? But things start to fall apart when Dad's business is unraveling. The developers that hired them refuse to pay them. Their credit dries up, and then they can't pay off any of the suppliers they owe money to, so they can't finish any of the houses. And a sketchy local politician and their longtime outside business partner seem to be scheming something that's no good. Blue Collar Boys is a low-budget, good, realistic portrayal of angry builders in New Jersey who are mad as hell and ain't going to take it anymore. Definitely realistic. I just wish there could be a few more happy or funny or interesting scenes, just a moment of relief from every character in the movie ending up venting their frustration by fighting, smashing cars, shouting, and punching holes in the plaster using each other's heads. Next, Columbiana, directed by Olivier Megaton. That's his name, Megaton. Catalea, played by Mandela Stenberg, is an Afro-Latina schoolgirl in Colombia whose parents are murdered by local mobsters. Her father gives her a lily necklace to remember her family and the meaning of her name. She escapes the bad guys in a great chase scene, jumping off balconies and down alleys in her shantytown until she ends up in America and moves in with her thuggish uncle in Chicago. He asks her what she wants to be when she grows up.
I want to be a killer.
So he trains her in the arts of the assassins. 15 years later, she's grown up to be the ultimate killing machine, able to break into any building and kill anyone without leaving a trace. She always leaves the sign of a lily on her victims' chests. She has an artist boyfriend, but keeps all her life a secret until one day when the boyfriend snaps a photo of her sleeping and the police get a hold of her image. Will she get to the head gangsters before the FBI finds her? It's a simultaneous chase and escape story, an action thriller. Great chase scenes, fights, break-ins, shootouts, and explosions. Zoe Saldana, she was the blue woman in Avatar, is the lithe cat burglar assassin and plays it well. Serious dialogue, though, usually falls flat, and a few scenes, like the tearful fight with her uncle in a library, almost ruin the whole movie. They're absolutely terrible. This is an international movie written by French director Luc Besson, shot mainly in Mexico, and with a European feel. The plot's simple and predictable, but I liked it. It's a good B-movie. Next, Our Idiot Brother, directed by Jesse Peretz. Ned, played by Paul Rudd, is a happy, hippie, farmer's market kind of guy with a dog named Willie Nelson. He's unusually sympathetic to others' problems and absolutely trusts whatever they say. There's not a suspicious bone in his body. But when he's released from prison after selling pot to a uniformed cop, who he said he needed it to calm down, his girlfriend dumps him. He's kicked off the commune, and she takes his dog. So he's taken in by his kindly mother and then passed around among the three nice but self-centered sisters who take turns taking care of him. But when he naively tells them the unvarnished truth, he just messes everything up by revealing uncomfortable hidden secrets in their marriages, jobs, and relationships. He's really only good with small kids and dogs who are as trusting as he is. This is a cute, gentle comedy which gets its laughs mainly from characters and social situations rather than potty humor, dick jokes, and fat gags. It pokes fun at the hidden cruelty and passive aggressiveness in a middle-class, educated, liberal family. They're not really funny, but funny enough. Next, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, directed by Troy Nixie. Sally, played by Bailey Madison, an introspective and surly little girl with an Anne Frank haircut, has been palmed off by her navel-grazing California mom to her ambitious Rhode Island dad, played by Guy Pearce, an architect, with a new young girlfriend, Kim, Katie Holmes. Dad wants them all to move into an abandoned Victorian mansion and live like a family so he can renovate the place, get the house picture into Architecture Digest, and then sell it off for big bucks. But the place seems to be haunted. Sally is sure she hears voices coming to her from somewhere in the basement. She goes down the steps, unscrews the metal covers on an air vent, and... Mwah! Sally is convinced they're creatures out to get her whenever she turns off the light at night. They take away teeth and leave old coins under her pillow. And now, they want Sally. She draws pictures of small, scary beings that attack with sharp tools in the dark. Dad is more concerned about his career. Doesn't want his daughter to mess things up. So he calls a gray-bearded psychiatrist who says she's crazy and ups her medication so she stops hearing those voices. But stepmom Kim sympathizes with her and gives her a Polaroid flash camera to protect herself just in case these dark creatures really are there. Are they real and should they get out of that house right away, or is it all just Sally's overactive imagination? This is a scary movie about a child's worst fears set against a nostalgic garden and a spooky Victorian home. It's based on a script co-written by Guillermo del Toro, so there are some echoes of the look and story of the Spanish language movies like Pan's Labyrinth, but I found this one interesting, but not all on the same level as his past ones. Columbiana, Our Idiot Brother, and Don't Be Afraid of the Dark are all playing right now. Check your local listings. Blue Collar Boys will have its world premiere on September 14th as part of the Toronto Indie Film Fest. Go to film-fest.ca. TIFF opens next Thursday, September 8th, and runs for the following 10 days. Tickets are still available. For more information, go to www.tiff.ca. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.